share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. There has always been protests against the issuing of the death penalty for certain offenses which are deemed not serious enough to warrant such a penalty. Which is why news that Malaysian authorities are officially abolishing mandatory death penalties and that the issuing of the death penalty is up to the discretion of the judges was largely met with cheers. Just yesterday, September 13, Minister in the Prime Minister's Department, Parliament and Law, Datuk Seri Dr. Wan Junaidi Tuanku Jaafar announced that the government has finalized its policy decision on alternative sentences to the mandatory death sentence for 11 offenses. And will present it to the cabinet soon. He also said that the government has also finalized the policy decision on alternative sentences for 22 offenses where the death penalty is at the discretion of the court. This will provide a moratorium for the 1,337 who have been convicted and sentenced to death. The decision was reached in two series of meetings of the Technical Committee on Alternative Sentence to Mandatory Death Sentence, he explained. He said the decision would be presented to the Cabinet for consideration and approval. Before the amendment is tabled at the next Parliament meeting, the government has agreed in policy to the proposal of alternative sentences for 11 offences with mandatory death sentence, with one offence under Section 39B Dangerous Drugs Act 1952 and 22 offences with death by court discretion. The first reading for this act is expected to be on October 4. And the second reading on November 22, depending on the schedule, said Wan Junaidi. Do you think that this is a good move? Also read, PM. Death penalty still remains but now judges are given discretion in sentencing. Source. Wan Junaidi, Facebook source, 123RF. Share tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.